Now to the scathing report issued today by the Commonwealth Ombudsman into the National Disability Insurance Scheme. Thousands of people with a disability are waiting to have their support plans reviewed, and today's report lists 23 recommendations to improve the process. Disability advocates are welcoming the proposed changes. For more on this, we're joined now by political reporter Stephanie Boris in Canberra. Stephanie, what problems has the Commonwealth Ombudsman identified in this review process?
Well, long wait times and poor communication are the key points to come out of this report. So basically, the way the system works is people receiving support through the National Disability Insurance Scheme can request a review of their program if they don't believe it's adequate or providing the right help. So the reviews are handled by what's known as the National Disability Insurance Agency. I'll call it the NDIA. So the Commonwealth Ombudsman found there's a large backlog with those reviews being handled by the NDIA. And as of February this year, it was dealing with about 8,000 reviews and receiving another approximately 620 new review requests each week. In some cases, people with a disability were waiting up to 9 months to have their review completed. Now, Ross Joyce is the Australian Federation of Disability Organisations CEO, so he represents people with a disability, and he says he's not surprised that there is a huge backlog and he's calling for more staff to fix the problem.
I think in fairness there's been significant resource restrictions on the agency, and that's just due to the nature of how it was promulgated in the first place. We've been constantly advising government and others that we think that the resourcing restrictions need to be lifted from the agency.
That's Ross Joyce, the CEO of the Australian Federation of Disability Organisations. So, Steph, the Ombudsman's made 23 recommendations. What are the key ones?
Well, aside from measures to address the lengthy wait times, the report found there was a key lack of communication with people with a disability. So, for example, some people didn't know if their request for a review had even been received. Some people didn't even know their review had been completed. And in other cases, the wrong type of review was even carried out. So some of these recommendations include what you and I might consider, Eleanor, pretty straightforward things, such as requiring staff to let people know what review request has been accepted, when and if it's been received, and simply if their request and review has been completed. And the report warned without making such changes, the review system will continue to lack fairness and transparency.
So what is the likelihood that these changes will be acted on?
Well, the National Disability Insurance Agency has accepted the 23 recommendations and they say that they're already looking at ways to implement those changes. Interesting to note, though, that the NDIA points out that as this program continues to roll out, there'll be more people asking for plan reviews because there'll be more people receiving support. That's been disputed by Ken Baker, the Chief Executive of the National Disability Services Group. He says there's no reason for the number of reviews to rise because we simply need to have a rethink about how these plans are introduced in the first place to ensure people are happy with them so there's no need for a review.
Getting them to agree to the plan before it is finalised makes a lot of sense. But in addition to that, I think planners themselves need to have more experience. And we've found that the experience, the skills of planners are inconsistent.
That's Ken Baker, the Chief Executive of the National Disability Service. Our reporter there, Stephanie Boris.